Blog Talk Radio.
From the deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America, without a compass, without a map, the SRI Label Group, Wildlife Educational Services, and Blog Talk Radio present Larry Batson's Wild World. Discover with us the wonders of the natural world with nationally known wildlife educator Larry Batson as we discover his wild world.
Well, hello everyone from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana. This is Larry Batson. Welcome to Wild World on this magical network known as Blog Talk Radio. We've got a sad show for us this week. A friend of the show, we lost last Tuesday, March the 12th. Shelley Leibowitz, who was a supporter and underwriter of our program at SRI Records, and this is all about remembering Shelley, and we're so happy to do this, and we're going to bring back lots of great memories since all the times he's been on the show. As Dr. Day knows from the Wild World News headquarters in Indianapolis, Indiana, now HD, Dr. Day is with us. Hi, Doc.
Good afternoon, Mr. Batson. Did you enjoy the snow earlier?
Snow? No. What? Today?
Yes, we had large flakes here in Indianapolis.
Oh, good. Keep them large flakes. We didn't have any that I saw. So.
Well, it's all gone now. It's too warm.
Yeah. In fact, it's quite a beautiful day today. I mean, I'm looking out in the gentle breeze, and it looks like a Harry Nilsson song as I look out there in the woods and the stuff growing out of the ground.
Well, that would really be nice.
It would be. Well, Dr. Day, we know Shelley just loved the Wild World News. He always loved to participate. And, of course, he was a big fan of Dr. Day. So are you ready to do it, buddy?
Yep. Let's do it one more time for Shelley.
All right.
It's now time from his broadcasting mecca in Indianapolis, Indiana, the distinguished Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News.
Well, happy St. Paddy's Day, everybody. We're going to start the Wild World News off today in the Sunshine State. Yeah, Jacksonville, Florida. A 30-year-old gorilla has become a surrogate mother to a baby gorilla whose mother hasn't shown sufficient interest in the infant. Now, Bulera began holding 5-month-old Gandhi as soon as they were introduced, and with minutes, Bulera was comforting her with soft vocal rumbles. Now, the gorilla's mother, Kimbuka, had already lost 2 infants at the zoo. And
wow.
I believe because she's deaf, she couldn't hear their distress calls. So they intervened and observed Kimbuka incorrectly holding the baby.
Well, that's very cool. Sad, but it's so cool. I mean, thank goodness they've got a surrogate to take care of the gorilla. Of course, I think the Columbus Zoo's raised quite a few baby gorillas. The gals over there in the infirmary at the Columbus Zoo, they got a really fine facility. But, well, good. I hope it's a happy ending to one of your stories, Doc.
Yes, me too. All right, now, you can't hammer a nail with a hammerhead, but you can actually use them for sandpaper. Now, researchers in Ecuador say they have discovered a nursery of hammerhead sharks off the coast of the Galapagos Islands. Now, that helped them protect the endangered predators. Now, the group found about 20 pairs of hammerheads along the Santa Cruz Islands there.
Wow.
Now, as I talked about before when I lived in Tampa, I did a lot of fishing in Tampa Bay, and I never fished a day without catching a couple of small hammerhead sharks. So I think Tampa Bay is a large hammerhead nursery also.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, it's true. The old sailors used to use shark skin to sand wood.
They did. That is true. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I've had the experience to rub up against a few sharks, and it is true. All right, we have justice missing in the District of Columbia. There are 2 new babies in the eagle's nest in the nation's capital, but their dad is missing. Yeah, search is on for Father Justice, who has been with the mother eagle Liberty for 14 years. So, yeah, Justice
old man
in the District of Columbia.
Yeah, the old man flew the coop. What the heck's going on there?
After 14 years. Hopefully he's out looking for food, and he'll be back soon. Yeah. Now, you were wondering, why did the bear cross the road? Well, I'm going to tell you. Templeton, Massachusetts. A portion of Route 2 was shut down Thursday while state wildlife officials moved a family of bears that had set up a den in the median.
Well.
As we know, that is not a good place to set up a den.
No, that's not so good.
Yeah, and as my grandfather always used to say, what's that in the road? A head.
I would make a call from England, but I'm saving it.
Oh, no. All right, now, Wildlife Educational Services sends out a job well done. We're off to Laurel, Maryland. The last of a flock of 75 whooping cranes has left a U.S. Geological Survey site in the state. Marking the end, this has been 52 years since this breeding program has gone on, and the whooping cranes have done so well that they're closing down the program.
That is fantastic, man. My goodness. We love us some whooping cranes.
That we do. Now, to our listeners in Kearney, Missouri, the lingering snow and bitter winter has put a damper on the annual sandhill crane migration. So, if you're out there waiting for the cranes to come in, it might still be a few days longer.
Oh, have to replan your vacation.
That's right. Yeah. Now, I guess they're having an actual heat wave in San Francisco, California. Yep, and I put the emphasis on heat wave. A new study shows dozens of warm water species of sea slugs, jellyfish, and other marine life are starting to migrate into the Northern California region because of an unusually long two-year period of severe heat waves.
Wow. Well, be careful.
Yeah, we want to warn our good friend Al Jardine of the Beach Boys, who lives in Monterey. The slugs are on their way.
Yeah, watch out, Al. Watch out, man. He'll probably be on tour. He'll be on the Brian Wilson tour, the Al Jardine and family tour or something. He'll be out of there.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Where was the Whale Wabbit Wibbing? Well, Wyoming. Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Wildlife officials have spotted a winter whitened white-tailed jackrabbit among the rarest native mammals there in Wyoming. They're quite excited about it.
I'll bet. You know who else is? I think this is a perfect time. Let's call England because I know who else might be excited about this. Yeah.
Dave.
You know, we do this every week. You start off yelling for me. You can see me on the line. I'm there. You know I'm here listening. Hey, I'm really sorry to hear about Shelley. He was loved by a lot of people. He's going to be in one of the greatest places in his life. He's in rock and roll heaven now. He'll be old friends. Really sorry about that.
He'll be back with his buddy John Lennon and Harry Nilsson. Yep, absolutely.
That's all. We love him here. So
yeah,
we have rabbits here in London, but we don't think they're rare. We see them every day.
Oh, okay. All right, Dave. Well, thank you for your thoughts today.
We still love your show here. Me and Ray, we think it's the best.
Yeah, well, thank you. Give Ray the best for us, if you don't mind.
Will do. The guy's doing a great job.
In fact, I'll tell you what, Dave, when the next time you see Ray, just give him a big old kiss from us. How about that?
Oh, well, I'll use my fist. How's that?
That's fine. Love those calls from England.
Oh, yeah, Dave. What a treasure.
Yeah.
The boy stood on a burning deck, an albatross his round his neck. The rhyme of the ancient mariner. What does that have? Hang well, we're heading off to the land of Don Ho. Yes, a wildlife refuge on Oahu is providing a new home for the endangered albatross chicks. Researchers recently translocated 25 chicks to the James Campbell National Wildlife Refuge from their birthplace on Midway Atoll, about 1,300 miles away. Now, what worries me about this is these chicks were born and imprinted on the on that location, and now they're on Garden Island.
Oh.
I'm not sure how that will affect them, but let's hope for the best because, you know, they're just trying to save another species.
That's right, and you'll keep us up to date.
That's right. All right, now we've all got some crazy uncles, but what about crazy aunts? New Orleans, Louisiana. Tawny crazy ants are pushing fire ants out of some of the state's sugarcane fields. Now, this is one of the few places that people are happy to have the fire ants because the entomologists worry that the new invaders will hurt the crop because the fire ants help to control the sugarcane borer, which will very easily destroy a crop of sugarcane in no time at all.
Oh, my. I did not know that. You don't realize how important even fire ants are. I didn't even think of that. Wow. That's cool.
But don't be Ozzy Osbourne and try to snort them. Not a good idea. All right, check your hat and goat, please. In Fairhaven, Vermont, the town's new mayor has been sworn in, though she required some coaxing as well as that there was a little bit of cleanup involved there. Now, listen to this. Lincoln, a three-year-old Nubian goat, took the oath of office Tuesday.
Oh, I'd like to have attended that. That'd been cool.
Yeah. That would have been a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
All right. I don't have anybody to play Who's Gotten Older.
I
run through the list, and I'll tell everybody who's had a birthday.
Well, I could still guess and see how close I could come.
You still guess. I'll play against you, okay?
Oh, okay.
As we were talking about the Beach Boys a little earlier.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Love had a birthday this week.
Well, hold on now. I'm getting us all miscombobulated because let me find it.
Hey, I rushed you into it. I'm sorry.
I'm looking. Oh, here we go. I'm so sorry. Yeah. It's that time, everybody. Who Got Older with Dr. Henry Day. There we go. I found it.
Okay, good job.
It took a while.
Let's start all over again. We're going to start out today with singer Mike Love of the Beach Boys. How old did Mike turn this week?
Well, if I was a guessing man or a gambling man, I'd say he's probably around 71, not knowing.
Mike Love actually turned 78 this week.
Oh, you're welcome, Mike. See, once again, I would have lost. Doesn't ever change.
One of my favorites, singer, keyboardist Sly Stone of Sly and the Family Stone.
Oh, well, I know. He's probably around 74 years old.
Because the blood's thicker than the mud. Well, Sly turned 76 this week, so you were right there on the edge. So you were close.
And
Buddy 76. So.
Yeah.
Now, another one of my favorites, rock guitarist Ry Cooder.
have a clue. My God, 81. That's what I'll say.
Well, Rye's going to be mad at you. Rye turned 72 this week.
I'm sorry. I was never a fan, so I didn't. I haven't been exposed to too much Rye Cooter music, I guess.
You'll have to check out Into the Purple Valley then. I think you'll enjoy that. He does a lot of bottleneck guitar on that. All right.
Oh.
Yeah. D. Snyder of Twisted Sister.
I'd say he's probably around 63.
Whoa, he was 63. He is 64 now.
What about that?
Good job on that one. All right. Singer, songwriter, James Taylor.
He's probably 73, 74. I believe.
Good job on that one, too. This is the best you've ever done on Who's Gotten Older. James turned 71 this past week on Tuesday.
Well, figured I don't have no competition. Gosh. Okay.
All right. How about singer-songwriter Jerry Jeff Walker of Mr. Bojangles fame?
Oh, Bojangles. He wrote the song, or did he sing it?
I think... He told David Bromberg about his experience, and I believe David Bromberg actually wrote the song. We'll have to do some research on that, see how my memory is.
Yeah, I'll say 79.
Well, right there on the edge, too. He turned 77 this week.
Ah, it's amazing.
All right, now, one of your favorites, singer-songwriter Neil Sedaka.
Oh, thanks a lot. He's probably a 79, 80 time frame, guessing.
Wow. Right there again. Now, if we would have had a guest today, you might have won.
How that would have happened, I don't know.
I don't know. All right, let's finish this up with composer-conductor Quincy Jones.
He's got to be about 81 or 2, I think.
Well, Quincy's just a little bit older than this. He celebrated his 86th birthday this week.
Oh, well. Yeah, it's good for Quince.
All right. It's time for our fact of the day. Now, you and I know this, but a lot of people don't know this, that it's possible to hypnotize a frog by placing it on its back and gently stroking its stomach. Now, you can do the same thing with me and also alligators.
Yeah, I've done that a couple times with alligators. Tried it on the wife once, didn't go over so well.
Yeah, practice.
Yeah,
well, that's Wild World News for March the 17th.
Well, once again, a great job done by Dr. Henry Day and his staff at the Wild World News headquarters in Indianapolis, all HD. The Knotty Pine paneling just sounds absolutely unbelievable. We want to remind everyone that this program is underwritten by the SRILabelGroup.com, an absolutely fantastic, fantastic musical site. Classic rock, jazz, blues, country, it's all there. Of course, the CEO, Shelley Leibowitz, which without the SRI Label Group, Wild World would not be on Blog Talk Radio. I mean, they are totally behind it so much. They've given us so much over the time that they've been our underwriters, and we hope to continue this relationship for a long, long time here on Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on sun. breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you.
Hi everyone, this is Shelley Newports. You're listening to my friend Larry Batson's Wild Wild World on Wild Talk Radio.
That's right, this week's Wild World is dedicated to our good friend, guest on this show many, many, many times, provided us with so much, and also made it possible for Wild World to be on Blog Talk Radio along with our other podcast, Animal Tracks, which happens every Wednesday night with my wife, Cheryl. But what a great person. And boy, I have to say, Dr. Day, the first time we had a chance to talk to Shelley Leibowitz, I don't think we had a clue what we were walking into.
No idea at all. What amazing character.
Oh. And he had so many great stories. And, of course, there wasn't anybody he did not know. And for those that may not know of Shelley that might be listening tonight or this afternoon, wherever you are in the world, he's an American record executive, a promoter, producer, manager. He toured with the Rolling Stones. He produced such artists as Count Basie, Ella Fitzgerald, Sammy Davis Jr., Ray Brown Jr., The Guess Who, John Lennon, Harry Nielsen, Dr. John. Went on in Frank Sinatra, I know, because he talked about doing recording sessions with him. And every time he would be on the show, every conversation we'd have with Shelley Leibowitz, he was always the kindest person. And he just loved Dr. Day and the Wild World News, and he loved the whole idea of the program and the wildlife lecture work that we were doing, and it was just a pleasure to talk to Shelley Leibowitz anytime. He would just call Dr. Day out of the blue, just see how we were doing, if we needed anything, any way he could help, or if something new had happened. That's what was so exciting about him.
Yeah. Yep, always enjoyed it, and he always liked teasing and joking with me for some reason. That's real of that.
Yeah, he did. Oh, I know. Some of the stories were just phenomenal. I know when he toured with the Rolling Stones, some of the stories we could never have on this program. But when he stepped out of the plane that one time, they were on tour somewhere in the world, you know, and he, of course, when the Rolling Stones, that's when he was tour manager, when they pulled up to an airport an airport, they don't pull into the gate like most people do. They, you know, they leave the plane parked and they roll up the stairs and they come down, usually climb into limos or whatever. And poor Shelley thought that those steps were already been rolled up and were ready for them to board the plane. He stepped off that plane and plummeted right down to the tarmac. I mean, my gosh. And he's lying there. And I guess old Keith Richards hangs his head out and says, man, he says, they'd had a couple cocktails. I have a funny feeling that if you hadn't been like that would have hurt. And that's when Shelley thought, maybe I need to get off the road with the Rolling Stones.
Wow.
I know. We told several people to call in. We have a call in on the 757 area code, which I'm going to punch up right now. There we go. Who do we have on the line?
Hi.
Hi, Larry. Who's this?
Hi, it's Linda Albu. How are you?
Good.
I'm enjoying
Linda,
your show.
Thanks for calling.
Hi.
Well, thank you.
We're... Yeah, I'm actually in Tucson, so even though it shows up East Coast. But yeah, I'd want to say a couple of words about Shelley and just what a fine man he really was, and a good friend to everybody. Just so you know, how we met was on Facebook, I think about 8 or 9 years ago. And then I had introduced him to somebody that he was really interested in. And just like you were just describing, it was so exciting. He got so excited about this. He was just like almost like a little kid, you know. It was like Christmas for him. And he just appreciated great talent and wonderful music so much. He just loved it. And so when we had talked, he did explain a couple of the incidents, you know, that he had when he was first in the music business, and some things we can't really go into here, but it was so funny. He had such a great sense of humor, and I just want to say, you know, through the years that he kept in contact with me, or I kept in contact with him, we had never actually met in person, but it was through phone or emails, you know, internet, and he always would, you know, want to listen, you know, if there was something that was interesting to him. And so then last year when he introduced me to you in your blog talk show, I thought that was one of the kindest things. He was so humble. He was so down to earth and so knowledgeable and so witty and interesting. And I had read something sometime during the years that he was deemed, if not voted, but deemed the best manager or manager of the year. He's like the best manager to work with or for. He didn't actually feel he was your manager or your boss. He was a friend, a team member, you know, confidant, you know, mentor, teacher. He's so loved sharing his knowledge and wisdom. And that is so unique in a human being. And to be at his level of all the greatness and the things that he's done in the music industry with so many of the majors is so impressive to me, that he's a humbling man and, you know, had time for everyone, you know. And again, that great sense of humor of his. So I'm really saddened, you know, hearing the loss. It was a shock to me. I know he's in a better place, you know, and there he is doing the rock and roll with his and the jazz and all the music he loved with all the ones that have gone before him that he knew.
Sure.
And I'm very saddened for his family. So, again, I send my deepest condolences to them. And
what was your
comfort?
What was your favorite Shelley Leibowitz story that we can broadcast on this PG network? She has to think about this now. She has to go through the whole
story. My favorite
story?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, I had to turn the volume up a bit. My favorite story. You know, every time I spoke with him, it was a real joy. Yeah. Trying to think. Well, yeah. And I think I told you this already. And it was so, again, you know, the humble side of him. When he was first in the music industry, he had said to me the very first time we spoke that he was with a group or a band, and they wanted him to get on stage, and it was in front of 5,000 people. And he kept telling them, I can't. Because he was terrified, and he said he would get sick.
Yeah.
And they kept pushing him. You know, you'll be all right. We're right here for you, you know. And so in front of 5,000, it would be a concert hall type. So he got out there with his guitar, and he sang a song and just, you know, did his best. But he was suffering, he said. As soon as he got off stage, he was sick. He said, wait. You know, he turned it around into a funny, positive thing, and he had said, Well, you guys, I told you so. I warned you. Don't say I didn't warn you. But he was actually very, very sick because he was just nervous. Then he realized during those times that he wasn't meant for performing, and then he became involved more in the management and promotion, and that's where he found his niche and his forte, and he excelled in it, obviously. And but that was a cute story. I remember he told me. And but yeah, he was just very kind-hearted, and you know, even like I said, the several times we had spoken over the years, I've never heard him utter a bad word about anyone, and he was just someone you can look up to. And I feel really blessed that I was able to just know him the little bit that I knew, and I can only imagine, you know, what it's like for his family right now. And really, I really feel for them. And you know, we've all lost loved ones over our lives, and times we know what that's like. And but nobody really knows, you know, the suffering. You know, people put on a face, you know, and they say things, you know, well, I'll be all right, and we have got family. But you know, they have their moments. You know, people mourn in different ways, and so I've learned that over the years, and this is why I just especially want everybody, know, if they've never had a chance to know who Shelley Leibowitz was, you know, is as his legendary legacy will live on forever. He's in the who's who. In the music industry, and yet he still kept that humble composure about him, about himself, and you know, his personality just shone through. And I believe everybody that he met or had contact with him, he brightened their lives. I truly believe that. And so that's what I wanted to call in. You know, say my little two cents.
Well, people don't. One of the great stories Shelley told myself, and I think Dr. Dave was in on this conversation as well. But Shelley was, you know, he was an adventurer, and he was off on that Lost weekend with John Lennon and Harry Nilsson and a cast of other characters that basically just pretty much terrorized Los Angeles for a few days. I think every day there was a news article about that Lost weekend. And so apparently Yoko had called John and gotten a hold of him somehow. And they're talking on the phone. And I guess Yoko is just reading John the Riot Act. I mean, she's just being very nice at all. And of course, Shelley and Harry and them are all congregated around the phone while John's listening to this. So he gets off the phone and he tells him, you know, she's just giving me this. And Shelley told John, John, she's playing mind games with you. And that's what was the inspiration for the song by John Lennon, Mind Games. Shelley told him that. Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, he talked about...
I remember, and you and I had talked about this too, he started promoting his never-before-seen photos. There's over 3,000 of all the works that, you know, when he's worked with or been backstage with all the music legends. There's Jimi Hendrix in there. There's Sammy Davis Jr. There's, you know, you just name them. You know, they're there. And Shelley took these photos. And I'm so glad. I know now they're on Amazon. And at the time, you know, I was doing something else, and I think he was doing other things, and I just kind of fizzled out a little bit, and you know, we kept communicating. But I'm glad he got them out there, because his dream was to make them into a coffee table type book. You know, you could share. Mm-hmm. You know, and when company comes over and share. Similar to Jersey Diners, you know, the Jersey Diner book, you know, this would be, but music legends, you know, that no one's ever seen. And so he started to share them. I thought that was, you know, fascinating. And, And then just his fascination and love of the work you and Cheryl are doing with your blog talk show came out last year, and when he and I had spoken, and he was so excited about it. And you're just like a young person, new person, just excited about a new thing, you know, that they just are so passionate and so intrigued about. You know, if you love animals, you know, like, oh, I love an animal, I love this. Well, he was so excited, and I just saw another side of Shelley, and I just became more impressed by him, you know.
Yeah.
And, wow, you know, he's just involved in so many wonderful things, and that's good, you know. And
yes.
Yeah, and that really impressed me. And in the educational programs that you all do, he just spoke so highly of you and what you're doing to me, and so I got excited, you know. It was infectious. But you know, like, you know, his kind nature, you know, just the way he always spoke, his just shone through. It exuded, you know, right through who he is, and I believe that'll always follow him, you know, forever. And anybody had a chance to had any kind of contact with him at all, even on Facebook, you know, you see a lot of comments, you know, and jokes, and how much everybody misses him, you know, that, you know, never got to know him even to the level that the small level that I got to know him at, and how much they just enjoyed his personality that shone through just in social media, you know. So,
sure.
You know, because a lot of people that get to these stage, to a level of, you know, they get so busy in their careers and their music or their entertainment, they don't have time. They make fan pages, and they just don't have time to talk with everybody and chit-chat, you know, or they don't make time. They don't want to for whatever reason, you know. They're told not to, and, you know, they go by what their manager or publicist says, you know. But, you know, he got out there, and he was just, you know, and just brightened everybody's day. And so I think we'll all be forever grateful to him for that. And
that's right.
It just, yeah, the fun he made of everything is so cute, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
well, he loved music. He loved truly talented artists. In fact, he was so excited that the SRI Records label group was going to be distributing Frankie Valli's new record, or song, I should say, and he couldn't get it to us quick enough to play on our shows. We're going to have a listen to it right now. You're listening to Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio on very special Remembering Shelley Leibowitz.
But the river runs. SRI Jazz is proud to present their newest release, This is Ray Brown Jr. That's right, Ella Fitzgerald's son continues to entertain audiences with his warm and charming vocals, making this one of the best vocal jazz albums of the year. Here are some sample tracks from the album. Visit our website to hear all of them in their entirety. Just go to srirecords.com or click on the banner in your media player now.
It's wonderful, marvelous, you should care for me. Awful nights, paradise, what I love to see. My baby, when she walks by, all the bells go, I know why. Simply 'cause that girl's so fine. If she'd ever leave me, I'd lose my mind. She's got the kind of loving, kissing and a hugging. Sure, he's mellow. Glad that I'm a fella, and I know, 'cause she knocked me off my feet. Have mercy on me. I know for certain, one I love. I'm through with flirting. It's you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love. Oh, you must take the A train to go to Sugar Hill, way up in Harlem.
You've been listening to a few sample tracks from the new album, This is Ray Brown Jr. You can hear all the songs in their entirety at srirecords.com. Support jazz music today at srirecords.com. Consideration provided by SRI Jazz.
And SRI Records is our underwriter here on Blog Talk Radio. Check out the site, srirecords.com. And as I've told you before, you can go through and listen to these classic country, rock, jazz, blues recordings in their entirety. You don't necessarily have to buy them. So it's one of the – well, that's Shelley Leibowitz, I'm telling you right now. That's why they do that, you know. You know, it's an interesting story. We want to tell everyone the name of the book that Linda was talking about moments ago, Doing It on the Downbeat, a Pictorial View of the Life and Music by Shelley Leibowitz. Of my life and music. And it is truly an amazing. He told me, Linda and Kenny, that he didn't want to put out a great big book because he wanted to put out something that a lot of people could afford. Because if he did it, if they did the table book that they first thought of, you know, those are $7,500 or so for most some of those. So, and you basically look through the book and you have a complete bibliography of this of Shelley's amazing life. It's just incredible.
I'll be expecting one for Christmas.
We'll see what we can do about that. But, you know, one of the great stories he told me was that he'd gotten a call and helped George Harrison on the Bangladesh concert. And it was his idea to use in the concert or to hire Leon Russell, which I think is the one. Yeah. I mean, now there you go. There's touches with greatness.
Very cool.
Now I saw George Dark Horse tour in Chicago in the early 70s, and he had Billy Preston on stage with him and Ravi Shankar.
Wow.
Billy Preston pretty much stole the show.
Yeah.
He also went on tours of with bands back in the day. I'm trying to think. It was the Guess Who. Because in our first conversation, he had said, because I'm originally from Canada, and he said, oh, Canada, I love Canada. And he started bringing about memories, apparently, of him going through Ontario, and that's how it came up that he was there – tour manager, and went on tour with them all through Ontario and up through New York and everything. And that was pretty cool, you know, that he you know, recanted those memories. But I'm not sure how many other bands that he went on tour with, but that was the one he mentioned.
What was so funny is my friends basically don't really know that much about me. And I'd tell them about this wonderful man, Shelley Leibowitz, and they'd look at me and I'd tell him some of the stories that he related to me. And it's like they didn't believe me. No, not all of these people this that he worked with. I said, guys, I'm telling you. I said that it's absolutely remarkable. Just remarkable. And he always, like you said, Linda, always had wonderful things to say about these people. In fact, I can remember one time we had a conversation about Jim Morrison. And he said that Jim Morrison wasn't a rock star. He was a poet. That's what he was. If you listen to all the Doors music, it was all poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And for someone like him to appreciate that the way that he did, it's just remarkable. I mean, it's just...
I'll have to listen great... in a different way next time I listen to that CD I have of them. I have a few of them. Yeah.
And he talked about his adventures with the Rat Pack and Frank Sinatra. Of course, one of the great stories he told us on the show was when he was doing a recording session with Frank Sinatra. And that particular recording session was set up in a theater because they needed an entire orchestra to do the backtrack for this song they were going to record. So, you know, like Shelley Leibowitz said, I found a hall. I got a hold of an orchestra. I got them all hired. Everything's all set up. I got them, you know, in this theater, and Frank's supposed to be here, and he's not here. So they're waiting, and I don't remember how late he was, but it was a noticeable amount of time late. And he said Frank walked into the theater and poured himself a little beverage, lit up a cigarette, smoked the cigarette, drank his beverage. He said, okay, let's go. He did the song in one take, one time. And
wow.
He basically put on a coat, and then he left. And then Shelley, amiable way, he said, well, that's Frank for you. I mean, that's what he would do. So.
My favorite Frank Sinatra story that Shelley told us was in the movies, when Frank was making movies, he didn't have a butt. So they made a fake butt for him so his pants would fit.
I had forgotten that. I would have wrote. Was that on the show or was that a phone conversation?
I can't remember, but hopefully it was on the show.
I'll have to go through because I wanted to count, and I forgot to get back to how many times he'd actually been on the show. I know it had been 7, 8, 9 times because I'm dying to go back through the archives and listen to some of the stuff. Of course, that wasn't only musical stars that he had great friendships with. You know, Groucho Marx, he told some great stories about Groucho and that bunch, and it was like, my goodness, it was just unbelievable. From the SRI label, and remembering Shelley Leibowitz, here's Al Jarreau on Blog Talk Radio. label group, Al Jarreau, doing a tribute to Al Green. And there's a particular bunch of recordings that Shelley really, really was quite proud of when he had a chance to talk about Al Jarreau doing these wonderful songs by the legendary Al Green. We have in from the 765 area code a very special guest that has a couple things to tell us this afternoon. Hi, Cheryl. Linda's on the line as well.
Hey. Couple of Shelley's gals.
Yeah, there you go.
Lily's too. Lily the tiger. She's talking.
Is that Lily? Cheryl's outside breaking leaves today, and I asked her if she would contribute a small bit to this.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hey. How you doing? So you want me to tell you something, what I think about Mr. Shelley? And I think a lot of him, still. But one of the things, you know, he was a rock dude and a jazz dude and a music dude, but he was a really amazing person. Because there was a time this fall that we lost two of our tigers. They were older, and they passed. And, you know, I spent the day, in the week, couple days rather, putting them in the ground. And it was a tough time, and Larry decided that I should talk to Shelley one afternoon. And Shelley reminded me that what we were doing and what I did, what I'd spent my couple sad days doing, was what I was supposed to do. And sometimes in this weird job and in this weird lifestyle we have, you wonder, what the heck are we doing this for? It's nice to have somebody that you respect, and it's nothing in it for them to tell you, hey, you're doing what you're supposed to do. So that'll be always something I enjoyed, that he, a little insight he gave me. And that's a blessing.
Well, you were one of his girlfriends, so.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
That's my big joke. I always say that. If there's somebody I really think is something else, I'll say, oh, that's my boyfriend. I stole that from my dad. He would talk about the cheerleaders in football games. Oh, there's my girlfriend. So I always made that joke. I've never met him, but boy, that's my boyfriend.
That's too funny. That's cute.
Well, he thought so much of Cheryl. Yeah, well, he thought so much of Cheryl. But, yeah, and they were always special. And I have to tell you that we did a show with Shelley and Cheryl. Well, Animal Tracks, a regular show on Wednesday night. The gentlemen from the Forbidden Power that were on our show. Well, Shelley was on. And it was pretty much the Shelley and Cheryl show for an hour and a half. I didn't have to do too much.
Well, I tend to have the gift of gab. And some would say it really isn't a gift most times if they're sick of listening to me.
Well, yeah, I was just going to. Well, thank you so much. So are you burning leaves today and getting ready for the springtime?
Yeah, looking at all the work I have to do. Looks like someone is trying to sneak into the big Lily's tiger's house. That would be a mistake.
That would be a big mistake. Maybe the neighborhood possum.
Some other critters going inside. Yes, that wouldn't be a good idea.
No, that would not fare well. Well, God love you, sir.
Fixing that hole.
Oh, well. Well, thanks so much for taking the time and talking with us for a few moments here. My lovely.
You notice how Larry's making me go back to work? See how I get treated? Get back to work.
Oh, you're welcome to stick around. You know, you can stick around. Absolutely.
No.
You don't have to.
Quite all right.
Well, Cheryl, tell us your favorite Shelley story.
Oh, I always enjoyed it when he talked about when he met Groucho Marx. Because I always loved the thing when Groucho Marx would meet people and he put his leg in their hand. And I asked Shelley, and he said, yeah, he did that to him. I thought that's so cool. And then when he said that he told Sammy Davis Jr. to change his set list. And at that time, Shelley was only a young man, 19. Now that's pretty, I mean, you know what you've got some savvy if you can say, hey, dude, you need to change your set list.
Well, tell them the entire story and how that all came about. Tell them that story.
No, that's you do it. I gave you this. I'm giving it.
You're giving me a lead. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Well, yeah. Sammy was not pleased. With
the wait, who's the radio guy? And oh, wait a minute. Never mind.
But he wasn't pleased with the way the concert was flowing. He didn't think it was. And like Cheryl said, Shelly told him, he says, you need to change your set list. So he brought. Did he bring in his band in for a special rehearsal on this change of the set list?
Yeah.
Wasn't that correct?
19. To be that aware. Amazing.
And he was right. He changed the set list to whatever Shelly said, and I guess the next it was fantastic, and it just bought the friendship that they had forever. So it was like, my goodness, it was absolutely amazing. Well, you know. Now that we're thinking about it, you got me going here. Little Sammy Davis Jr. from the SRI Label Group here on Remembering Shelly Leibowitz on Blog
Talk. If I could talk to the animals, I just imagine it chatting with a chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. Oh, what a neat achievement it would be. If we could talk to the animals and learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I'd study elephant and eagle, a buffalo and beagle, an alligator, guinea pig, and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python. I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros, I say rhinoceros. Can't you? I conferred with our furry friend, man to animal, think of the amazing repartee. If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt, squeak, just walk with the animals, and Lord, they could talk to me. If I could talk to the animals, think what fun we'd have asking over crocodiles for tea. Or maybe lunch with two or three lions, walruses and sea lions. What a lovely place the world would be. If I spoke slang to orangutans, oh, the advantages any fool on earth can plainly see. Discussing Eastern arts and dramas with intellectual llamas, that's a big step forward, you'll agree. I'd learn to speak in antelope and turtle. My Pekingese would be extremely good. If I were asked to sing in hippopotamus, I'd say why not a must, and I would. Stop and think of it, there's no doubt of it, I could win a place in history. If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, run, squeak, and talk to the animals, and they could squeak and squawk.
Sammy Davis Jr. on a very special Blog Talk Radio talking about those animals. Remembering Shelly Leibowitz. Linda, it was so nice of you to join us this afternoon. Gosh, what a great contribution you gave to this program.
Thank you. Yeah, very enjoyable. And it's the least I can do. I felt if I didn't call in, I would very much be regretful about it. And I believe that Shelly deserves all the tributes, you know, that he deserves that he could get, really, you know.
No,
I always believe everybody deserves to be remembered.
Yeah.
And in any way, you know, there's any small way, any big way, because we're all human and we're all here together, and once we're gone, life goes on, yeah. But I don't believe anybody should be forgotten, but I also believe that people who have made impacts on our lives deserve to have that, you know, always remembered and respected.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, 100 years from now, 200 years from now, who's going to remember me, you, everybody, you know, but the accomplishments, the memories, and that's what we think about.
Yeah. Dr. Day, it was a tough show, but gosh, it was, it definitely makes one feel better with oneself, I think.
Yep, you know, we'll have to go back and go through all the old shows and put together a show of just Shelly telling us stories.
Well, I've got a little something for everybody. Don't go anywhere, Linda, but I have got something.
Mm-hmm.
From the first time Shelley Leibowitz was on Wild World, and I told you how much he enjoyed the Dr. Day's Wild World News, and I've got this special clip pulled out, and I'm hoping technically this works out. Mr. Leibowitz, the first time he was on our show 7 years ago.
Oh, wow. Great.
The hour has flown by. I'm happy to be the end of the hour, and now the hour's up.
Man, I hate to put you on the spot, but I would love to have you come back on the show again.
Anytime, Larry. If there's anything I can do, I'm happy to. You guys are really great.
What an honor, boy. Dr. Day, we're not worthy.
We're not worthy.
Hold on. Yeah, there's more. I knew this was going to be a technical challenge for yours truly.
I just want to say one thing. Anybody who's listening, you know, adopt a pet. Go visit, you know, any place you can. Donate any place to the wildlife centers. Help Larry, you know, educate kids. You know, it's our responsibility to leave this place better, much better than we have. I'm doing that.
Well,
I'm done.
Sorry. Thank you so much. It was just simply an honor to have you on the program.
There is more. I'm so sorry. Hold on. It's not a technical. This is a
You're now a friend of the show. We love what you stand for. It has a million more stories. So, Dr. Day, we definitely have to have
Mr. Leibowitz scratch the surface.
We have it.
Well, I just hope that I'll end up on the Animal News one day.
Well, you never know.
Who now?
Well, Shelley, we'll put you in there. Yeah, we'll. What we'll do, he'll do one of those stories where Zoo wants to name an animal. We'll suggest that they name it Shelly. Shelly. But what an honor, sir. Thank you so very much for being on the show.
Thank you very much. I had fun.
I'm so glad you had fun.
Little Shelley Leibowitz from our very first show we did here on Blog Talk Radio with Shelley. 7 years ago, man, Dr. Day, time just flew by.
I know.
It is. And everyone, I totally encourage you to check out our Wild World blog talk site. I'm having a little trouble now. And check out all the different shows, but also especially the one with Shelley Leibowitz, because I guarantee you they are historical music wonders. They absolutely are. Well, thank you so much, Linda. You're absolutely amazing. Dr. Day.
You're welcome. Thank you. Yeah.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Yeah. St. Patrick's Day. And we're going to finish off with this very special program with one of Shelley's.
Fly on through the sky.
You're listening to my friend Larry Batson's Wild, Wild World on Wild Talk Radio.